You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is the weirdest food combo that you've ever eaten? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. It's Thirsty Thursday, and last week, one of you suggested that if you dip cucumbers into granulated sugar, it's going to taste like watermelon.
Yeah, and it did. It really did taste like watermelon.
With 2 tablespoons of sugar on it, then it finally tastes like watermelon.
It does. It's pretty good.
So this triggered a memory from my childhood, and a lot of you reached out on the text line and said, you got to try this. You've got to try this weird food combo. And we have all the ingredients here. Right. I'll explain what this is and where this even came from.
All right. So on my plate is butter, sugar. Are we baking?
No, we're not baking. But my cousin Jenny, she and I were very close in age, and she would make all kind of weird food combos and really loved to be in the kitchen. I learned how to make mac and cheese from her.
Oh, good.
That's not weird. No, that's right. Normal, except she cut up the hot dogs and put it in mac and cheese. That's where I learned that. I never did that, but our cousins did it.
Good stuff.
We also, this is kind of weird and not healthy and not good. We would make peanut butter shakes, and she would put an entire raw egg in the shake. Because she's like, it's creamy. It'll taste good.
Are we doing that next time?
No, we're not doing that. But this is one of those weird food combos. And if you were listening last week, I told you about this.
All right.
She would take a stick of butter, which Radar and I have cut in half here.
So, yeah.
You take a stick of butter.
We only have like 2 tablespoons of butter.
And because it's kind of melted, you roll it in granulated sugar. So she would take the stick of butter and dip it in her mom, my Aunt Teresa's, tub of sugar.
This is a weird food combination for Thirsty Thursday.
And then
you take butter and you roll it in this sugar.
Put the sugar with the butter. You can either pour syrup over it or dip it in the syrup. And then we would take a bite of the stick of butter.
Okay, so
this is so terrible and not good for you and not healthy at all. But,
no, but
think about when you have a waffle or a pancake. You have butter. Maybe you put powder sugar on. Maybe you add sugar to your actual pancakes. You add the syrup, and it's just sugar on top of sugar mixed with butter.
This is a delicacy from Elizabeth's
childhood.
With butter.
This was what my
cousin
would do, and I would now, whatever she did, I would do. So I said, all right, yeah, let's try it.
Let's just say it's butter. It's
really
not,
sweet, and it is really good.
It's not like the I can't believe it's not butter scoop.
No,
this
it's
is
real butter.
Actual real butter. And then you're supposed to dip.
You're supposed to just take a bite of it like it's a candy bar.
So I dip it into the syrup. So we've got sugar, and then we're going to dip it into syrup.
Are there things in life that you can taste and it takes you back in time? I am time warped back to like 1989 in Bayview in my aunt's kitchen eating this, which is not healthy at all. Like, who's just going to eat a stick of butter like a candy bar unless you're 7-year-old?
Did you try it? Does it taste good still?
Well, yeah, it's sugar and butter and syrup.
It's like we're baking. It's like you're in the kitchen or you're with mom and you're like, I want some of that.
It's
batter.
Gross, though. It's a stick of butter.
This is
so gross.
Sugar and syrup.
Hey, you need to try it. You're doing a lot of talking over there and not a lot of trying.
I'm really afraid to try this.
I'm afraid to have syrup in a radio studio knowing that our engineer Ed is going to be here at any moment.
I'm thinking I need to take like an extra cholesterol pill tonight.
You probably need to. There he is. Okay, he's taking a bite of a stick of butter. Just straight up butter. I know your face. It tastes sweet in a sense of you can taste the sugar, but it's not good. This is not something you should be ever eating, but we did this all the time after school. I'm sure my aunt probably, you know, they were a family of seven with five kids. I'm sure she'd go to her refrigerator and think, okay, we're going to make a batch of cookies. Wait, why are all the sticks of butter gone? And the eggs?
In my belly.
In my belly, or the eggs are in the shakes. Raider, you took a second bite? For real?
I got to get the real.
It's disgusting. It's a stick of butter.
And sugar.
You like it.
You know what this would be better on? Bread.
Or a waffle, or maybe a pancake.
But just butter, sugar, and the syrup?
A straight stick of butter? Like, that's disgusting.
It's totally terrible.
He's taking his fourth bite, everybody.
It's totally terrible.
Now you know why, kids, we were all wound up. Sugar, more sugar. Give us more sugar. Do not eat this. Do not try this at home.
You are absolutely right. I think I'm going to, I'm going to give up coffee and just mow this every day. Can I bring this in for you? Will you eat it with me? Because
a whole stick of butter.
Yeah, I'm good. Plus, it probably helps down below. You know, a little bit of grease.
Disgusting.
I'm saying this is good stuff. I'm wide awake now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.